I'm told that the word nonviolence did not exist, at least in the English and German languages, until the 1950s. And there's a reason for that, because the notion didn't exist in our consciousness. So we didn't need a word for it because we didn't get it. Now, when Gandhi came along, he says, you know, every religion in the world knows that Jesus of Nazareth taught nonviolence except one religion. And the one religion that doesn't know it is Christianity. In very short order, this became obvious to many wise people throughout the world. The one that most influenced our American culture was, of course, Martin Luther King. And so that's why I speak of it as a recovery. We had it. We couldn't hear it, especially after we became the imperial religion. When you're imperial, you can't hear any talk of nonviolence. You have to be violent to be an empire. So pretty much after 313, we lose the nonviolent teaching of Jesus, waiting to be recovered in the 20th century. I mean, it's sort of unbelievable. But you look in between, it's almost universally forgotten, denied, or ignored.